पदारविंद भजन आनंदेन मत्तालिको वंदे रूप सनातन रघुयुगो श्री जीव गोपालको. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Siddha Swamis, namely Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mode of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Shri Radha and Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Narom Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Uttirayat Nashtapayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, the program. Hare Krishna, everyone. Please accept my obeisances, our Guru Srila Prabhupada. So, before we begin, first of all, I owe a huge apology to Peter Prabhu. I sort of accidentally removed his name from a Shastra list without recognizing. It's from email ID, I couldn't tell who it was, you know. So far about 45 devotees have been registered, and all I could see, like 17, 18 people are actually regularly attending people, you know, classes. So I removed something like about 15, 20 names, you know. Those who I found not familiar names. So one of them, based on ID, I couldn't recognize. Peter Prabhu, please accept my apology. I'm going to reinstate that. I have no feelings for dropouts. It's been really emotionally affecting me a lot. For the past 14 years I've been conducting, I've seen hundreds of dropouts. And those who don't attend classes, they invariably turns out to be dropouts, really, you know. So, I'm going to keep removing names that I don't find familiar, you know. So please let me know if I accidentally remove any of your names, please remind me. Hare Krishna. And this goes to all my senior members also, you know. They're also, many of them also not, you know, attending, you know. And I have to be fair to everyone. If I enforce this ruling that I made very clear right at the outset of my class course offering, you know, that it's going to be strictly enforced. So now it's going to be strictly enforced for everyone, regardless of who is there, you know. So please accept my apology again. So let's begin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept me. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is the introductory slide. There you can see that we are now hearing about the ontology of Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti Maya. And this is lesson 11 through 17. Lesson 10 was the introductory class. And some of the slides, a couple of slides I will show you again because they are so important and I mentioned right at the outset that they are very, very important slides. And just to help you memorize that, I probably will keep on showing you again and again. And today I'm showing because that has a direct bearing to today's class. So this particular theme, lesson theme that we are talking about is cosmic manifestation of Maya and his relationship with Paramatma. And today's lesson, so last week we did lesson 11 and 12, you know, that is how this is appearing the philosophical differences between Parinamvada and Vivartavada. Parinamvada is the one which is the Vaishnava philosophy, where it says that this material world, a cosmic manifestation coming in by the modification of by the modification of the primordial material nature, that is Pradhana, and Paramatma is the cause, because Paramatma's Bahiranga Shakti, through which he manifests this material world by modification of this Pradhana, and that is Pradhana's cause, is this Nimitta cause, which is the and then the Upadana cause. Nimitta cause is the instrumental cause, and Upadana cause is the constituent cause. So Paramatma also becomes directly the ultimate cause for this cosmic manifestation, and that is what we are going to hear in today's lesson 14, text 61 to 69. Everything is not different from Paramatma, because we are part and parcel of Paramatma. So before I begin today's lesson, let's review those two critical slides, actually from lesson 10, you know. So probably, sure, could you show me the next one, please? Yeah, so right here what I just said, this Maya, which is the external potency, Bahiranga Shakti of Paramatma. I'm sorry, I forgot to record this class, today's class. Let me... Yes. So Maya, that is the Krishna Bahiranga Shakti, and that is the one which Krishna modifies. So here Maya has, as we saw, it's two divisions, Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. Jiva Maya is also called this Nimitta Karana, which is, just I said, the instrumental cause. That is the three modes. And Guna Maya, that is the Guna cause, is the constituent cause. And that is, as I said, primordial material nature that is involved. And that has this 24 tattvas, beginning with Mahatattva and so on like that. So when Paramatma, there's the next slide, please. So these are the two important things that you must remember, that here, most important element, most important aspect of this slide is in the left corner, left-hand corner, upper corner, about 11 o'clock position. As you can see, the kala, time potency, this Paramatma's potency, that is the one really this cosmic manifestation. The kala potency, that the potency which breaks the equilibrium of this prakriti, the primordial nature pradhana, where the three modes of material nature are in equilibrium. So when Krishna as Paramatma enters as his time potency, his equilibrium is broken. So the three modes of material nature gets activated by the time potency. And then it is the karma of the living entities which thus far during the last cycle of creation, it's in the along with the jivas in their karmas in the dormant form. So now this, the dormant form of karma are also going to be activated by the time potency. So in any case, the karma, which could be a good deeds or the bad deeds, the sinful reactions, that is the one which becomes the nimitta, which is the instrumental cause of the prakriti. That's the one which becomes the cause for this material manifestation, and that's also still in the destiny. According to that particular good deeds will give you the outcome, will be rewards, and the sinful reaction which will cause suffering. So these are the destiny, daiva, and according to that one will develop a particular soul power, particular nature, that is the unmanifest state of the daiva. So these four elements together forms the subtle body, and then of course it goes on to this five gross body also, and just mentioned the blue color. So both subtle body and gross body be the constituent cause, there is a upadana cause of the prakriti, and how that's interrelated, both instrument cause and upadana cause, nimitta karana and upadana cause, both are interconnected through this subtle and gross bodies. And nimitta karana also interacts through the upadana cause, as you can see in the right hand portion, through this avidya, that is the aham bhava or ahankara, which gives the bodily conception of life actually. And you know what is the, who is the presiding deity for that is Rudra, you know. So this is what one needs to remember. So today's class, as you can clearly see, that Prakriti's Pradhana, that is of course what is karma activated through this Paramatma's time potency. So in other words, because Prakriti is Paramatma's external potency. So Paramatma is the actual ultimate cause, the nimitta karana, and both upadhas actually for this cosmic manifestation. Next PowerPoint, please. So today's class, as I just said, it's going to be text 61 to 69. Again, please pay close attention. It is again a kind of difficult topic to comprehend. And this is the reason why I keep insisting all of you actually to attend regularly. If you don't attend, you are not going to understand. And if you are not going to understand, slowly you are going to drop out, you know. And this is what I'm going to try help you not to become a dropout, because I have really actually no mercy. I don't mind, you know. I'm going to fold out, completely fold my presentation if nobody shows, you know. I would like to make sure that people who attend, they attend regularly, you know. Please note that, and this is what will be strictly enforced for everyone, absolutely everyone. As you can see, it really affected me emotionally very much, you know. And you know, I have a very serious heart condition, you know. Very, very serious heart condition. And today I am disorganized because of that. I got terrible chest pain this evening, you know. So please bear with me. Please help me, you know. I'm begging all of you, please. If you are not interested, please let me know, you know. But if you are going to be serious, then please keep attending regularly. And say, while it happens to every one of us, for some genuine reasons, we can attend, please, then let me know, you know. One of my kids, Mati, Shuddha Bhakti Mataji, was very kind enough to let me know, you know, So she is not here. Probably, I don't know if she's here today or not, but if she's not here, because she let me know that, so I know precisely, but many of you don't even let me know about that, you know. So without, as you can see, I'm wasting a lot of my time explaining you again and again, and I'm not going to do again that. So please be careful. Please be merciful to me, you know. Merciful to my heart, you know. Please, I beg all of you. If you're not attending, please let me know, so I can remove your names, you know. Hare Krishna. So, thus far, what Srila Jiva Goswami is established. Paramatma is both the eternal cause and the upadana cause, this material cause. Because that's the one, upadana cause is the one we apply, showed you from this lesson 10. So, if you're not attended lesson 10, it is going to be very, very difficult, you know. So Paramatma always remain pure, even though the material world could have many defects, you know, but Paramatma always remain pure. And then another thing we need to remember, and that is what Srila Jiva Goswami already established by the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam about this Satkaryavada. What is Satkaryavada? See that all these new terms, complex terms are going to be there all the time, you know. And this Maya, the ontology of Maya, what really Maya and how Maya interacts. Maya is the one which controls us, and Maya herself being controlled by the Supreme Lord, Paramatma. So we need to understand how Maya operates. Then only we can help, we can be helped by the Lord and really get over our material consciousness and become Krishna conscious, and then only can be to become free from the shackles of material existence if we ever want to do that, you know. So that's the reason what I'm requesting you to please hear that. It's extremely complex topic, these things, you know, very, very philosophical. At times it can be descriptive, and there is no other way I can come up to make it as even more simple than that, and I am trying to help you the way I am being able to do that, you know. And I spend hours and hours and hours to try to understand that, you know, and see how I can simplify this thing, and how I am going to keep you all together with me. That is my constant struggle, actually, you know, and that is really heavily bearing on my heart, you know. So what is Satkaryavada? Satkaryavada is basically really cause and effect. So cause and effect, they are very similar. Effect is not different from cause, because it's part of it, you know. However, so here it says, though the effect is accepted as being non-different from the cause, it is not exactly the same. Because, so the cause doesn't, it's just like example is given, thread and cloth. Cloth is made of thread, so thread is the cause actually. But here again, thread is exactly cloth, you know. So that's why it is, you know. It's just like other like a side, it's milk and yogurt, you know. Yogurt is the effect of milk. Milk becomes transformed into curd, into yogurt, at that example. So that is exactly Satkaryavada. And we are going to see how, and Satkaryavada is actually, that is by the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Jiva Goswami, again and again, what's this thing in order to establish these facts. This Parinamvada philosophy, that it is the modification of the primordial nature, pradhana, and as a result of that, and that's exactly the Sanskrit word, parinama. Parinama is as a result of this modification of pradhana, the cosmic manifestation came into play, you know, and cyclically it's taking place. So Paramatma has inconceivable potency by which a part of him undergoes modification. See, it's a challenge. Says that Paramatma does not in any way, Paramatma's internal lakshana, swarupa lakshana, the primary characteristic of Paramatma does not get changed. It is the maya, which is Paramatma's external potency, that gets modified. So that is the way, and that is because of his this inconceivable potency of Paramatma. That's why it happens like that. I think that's one of the quiz questions that I gave you. So the universe, which is the effect as a result of modification of that, that is always undifferent from Paramatma in sense. Who is endowed? Paramatma is endowed with potencies that cause manifestation of universe. The potency, what is that? That is this external potency, maya. Okay? So that is so far Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has already established. Now let's take a look at that next PowerPoint, please. And I think that is these five quizzes that I gave you. Again, very few of you really are bothered to solve these quizzes. So my immediate reaction was not to give any more, because vast majority of quizzes being answered there. These quizzes are being answered, you know. So here the first one is, how is it that Paramatma is both nimitta and upadana causes of the cosmic manifestation, and that cosmic manifestation is the effect, the ultimate supreme cause is Paramatma, which is, so this effect, cosmic manifestation, is non-different from Paramatma, and yet he is different from everything, including the universe. Clearly just the point that we just covered earlier. And now we'll see how Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī is trying to establish this by citing key references from Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. And we'll see how that proves that. So the one strongest one is the Sat Karya Vāda, which I just explained. And the effect is not different from the cause. And yet the cause doesn't necessarily have to be same as effect. So cause is absolutely not one with the effect. Second quiz is that how is the universe and everything else is not different from Paramatma? And third one, this gross physical body is neither an aggregate of the part, the five gross elements. Now this is also a very complex issue. Again, there you need to hear very, very attentively in order to understand that. One of the words that Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī quotes to explain that, that is neither the aggregate. So here what Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī is showing, that this gross physical body of the living entities is not just an aggregate of all the parts, because it is gross body, as you may all, it is made of these five gross elements, earth, beginning with earth, water, fire, air, ether. So you cannot just mix them and form a physical body. It's not just an aggregate, you know. Nor a new object separate from its parts. So it is indeed made of these parts, so it can be separated from that. Nor is it a unit identical with its part. It's not exactly identical with their parts either. So you can see that how complex it is. So what is it needed to this physical body? So if yes, then what exactly is this unit? Our physical body. Even the material elements are not the independent causes. Okay? The fourth quiz, how is Paramatma distinct from the cosmic manifestation out of his Maya potency? So Maya is this modification, this cosmic world is coming to existence. How is Paramatma different from that actually? And Maya herself, Maya is this, Paramatma's external potency. How is Paramatma different from that? And also from this, the conscious living entities. Maya is inert. All the elements I mentioned about that, they are inert elements. The jivas are the conscious beings, and we also know from the famous Tattva Vadanti verse that the Paramatma, the absolute reality, the absolute truth, is the conscious being, supremely conscious being, Advaita Jnana. The Jnana here is the consciousness, and there is one without a second, Advaya. So that also we must remember that point also. Srila Jiva Goswami makes use of that verse also. That is the key underlying verse, not only in this Paramatma Sandarbha, we also saw it in Bhagavad Sandarbha also. The last but not the least is fifth quiz. If the universe is not different from Paramatma, then why does not everyone perceive to be so? So see, this is also a very interesting case, and that is also Jiva Goswami is explaining that. So perception of the world as a Paramatma's inconceivable potency. Every one of us, we see quite differently, why different kind of philosophies are there? That's what this piece is asking, that how is universe is non-different from Paramatma? If that is a fact, then why not everyone agrees to that, And that also, to prove that point, again Srila Jiva Goswami cites key references. So upfront I am showing these quizzes to keep that in mind as we become, as this philosophy gets unfolded. Alright, next problem. So again, what Srila Jiva Goswami has established, just to re-emphasize this particular issue that we are facing now. So in modifying Prakriti, this material nature, which one is primordial material nature? We are talking about Pradhana. So Paramatma is Maya's Nimitta and Upadana causes of cosmic manifestation. That very clearly we should keep in mind. So on the empirical platform, what is the empirical platform? It's worldly logic, a material logic. So on an empirical platform, this material, even though effect is not different from its cause, the cause must undergo some transformation. As I just told you that milk, when it gets transformed to yogurt, milk is also the cause itself is all transformed. So that is what the Vivartavada philosophy. So in order to get around, Vivartavada is this Mayavada philosophy. So what they are saying, that this cosmic manifestation is not different from the... So what they say, even Brahman also gets modified, because that means Brahman comes under the influence of Maya's avidya potency. And that's how this material world came to existence, and the jivas came to existence. That's what they are saying. And that's what they have to say. This material world is really not a reality. It's an illusion. Maya. So that's what Jiva Goswami is refuting that. And that's why Jiva Goswami is facing a challenge. How to show that the Paramatma, who is the supreme cause, does not anyway gets modified. It's external potency, Maya, the pradhana, the primordial material nature, that gets modified, not Paramatma. Because Paramatma's Swarupa Lakshana, the primary characteristics, is not changed or not transformed in any way. There's a point here we need to keep in mind. To manifest cosmos in modifying Prakriti, however, Paramatma remains unchanged. And Jiva Goswami resolves this dilemma by showing that Paramatma has this inconceivable potency by which a part of him, the external potency Maya, that is Pradhana, which undergoes modification in the form of universe without causing any change in his essential nature, the Swarupa Lakshana. Okay, I keep repeating myself just to emphasize that point. And that is how Sri Jiva Goswami solves this particular dilemma. Alright, next one. So now let's see how Sri Jiva Goswami begins to establish these facts. So we need to remember the key verses here. We need to keep in mind. How are these key verses exactly showing, supporting Sri Jiva Goswami's conclusion of that? So the first one here, there is, here it is shown that this is 1061, and this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, text 15. Here, Brahmaji is instructing his son, his disciple Narada Muni. He's saying that. So, this verse is spoken by Brahmaji. So, I am te abhihitastat Bhagavan Vishwabhavan. What is Vishwabhavan? He is the one who is supporting this material manifestation, Paramatma Bhagavan. Samasena, Samasena means in summary, in essence. Samasena harer na anyad sat asat sat sat asat cha yat. So, my dear son, I have thus spoken to you in brief, Samasena, of Bhagavan, Paramatma, the source of this cosmos, who is the ultimate cause of this cosmic manifestation. So, whatever exists, whether as cause, there is asat, and as effect, there is sat, is not different from Hari. So, cosmic manifestation is not different from Paramatma, supreme cause, who is yet different from everything else. So, Paramatma is different. Actually, that's what Krishna himself also says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, you know, where he says, the Majjasthani Bhutani. So, everything is in me, but I am not in any of that, you know, in a self-contradictory sense, but that's exactly what Krishna is saying, what we are just saying here. So, although the universe is not different from him, the Lord is pure and devoid of its defects. Anyasmat, from him, and yet he is different from everything else. So, this anyas word, anyasmat, Sanskrit word, is very important. That's exactly what it's saying, that, you know. So there is a contradiction, and that's exactly Sri Jiva Goswami is solving that puzzle by quoting this particular verse. So verse, this verse itself says exactly what we are just talking about. So the very same point was also made by the Lord's incarnation as Swan incarnation, so, to the four Kumaras. Whatever is perceived by the mind, speech, sight, other senses, is I alone, says that. Understand this correctly. There is nothing other than I. In fact, that's these are the things that were a little bit caused perplexity. Sharad Prabhu actually sent an email saying that how is this possible. So this is exactly the problem that Mayavadi philosophers also face, you know. That's why they form this Vivartavada philosophy to get around that, you know. But here, Jiva Goswami is going to show some other key verses that why it is so. Let's keep moving forward. So your answer, Sanat Prabhu, is going to be answered right here now, in just a few moments. The rationale behind the universe being non-different from Paramatma is described by Narada. So Narada now is actually going to instruct Yudhishthira Maharaj, five verses that Sri Jiva Goswami is quoting one by one. Text 62, 66. These are the verses that is from the 7th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 15, verses 57 to 61. These verses actually follow after Narada Muni actually describes the Varnashram system. And then these verses he speaks. Adav ante janana sad. Adav ante, so from the very beginning and at the very end, janana of the living entities, sad is bahir antaha paravaram, 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 it's a composite word. Para means the transitory world, avaram is the material world. Nanam neyam vacho vacham. Nanam, that's the knowledge. Neyam, that's the object of knowledge. Vacho, that is speech. Vacham, that is something that's vacham. Tamo, that is the ignorance. Jyoti, jyoti, that is the illumination, that's illuminating with the knowledge. So you see, there are complete opposite words are there. Tva-ayam, swayam, says. So what exists as the beginning and the end of living beings, as their exterior and interior, as superior and inferior states of being, as knowledgeable as well as the knowable, as the world and the object denoted by it, and as the darkness as well as the illumination, is He Himself. So you see that Paramatma is all the seemingly dualities, seemingly contradictory things, all are within the very nature of Paramatma. He said, I am that. So when one recognizes everything as a manifestation of Paramatma, nothing remains that can delude him. Delusion occurs because of the perception of duality or the feeling of independence of Paramatma. So this is a very key point. In fact, that is the point that answers Sharad Prabhu's question also in there. Because here, what we are seeing, material world, which is non-different from Paramatma, the supreme cause, what Sri Jiva Goswami, by quoting this verse, what the verse is saying, that this material, and it's going to be further expanded further, further in a more detailed explanation is there. The subsequent verse, so I'm telling you up front, this actually, for you to understand properly, that this material world, what we see here, everything that is we see here is exactly there also in spiritual world also, but what we see here is the really perturbed image of the spiritual world here. It's like if you have, when you have a tree on the bank of a river or a bank of a some water reservoir, the tree, if you look at the water, the image of the tree seems like upside down actually. The roots up and the top down. So this material world is also like that. It's the perverted image of the spiritual world. And that's why we see dualities actually. And this such dualities does not exist in the spiritual world. Next part. Next one. Adav. So, abadhito, so this is the next one. We saw text 57, now 58 of the 7th canto, chapter 15. So, that Muni moving forward. Abadhito api hi abhaso. Abadhito api hi abhaso. Yata vastu taya smrita durghatatvat durghatta durghatatvat denaitika indriya indriya ekam indriya ekam tad artham vikalpitam. So abadhita, So just as a reflection is vision is a real thing, despite its being completely disproved logically. So this is what Abdir is what it is actually. So that is being completely disproved logically. So also objects perceived by the senses are only imagined to be independent realities. Artha. See, whatever we see sometimes, we see something that because of the illusion, we don't see things as it is. Just like this material world, things we see is a perturbed image, you know, and it becomes very, very difficult for us to comprehend that. That's what we are saying, that is because of that duality. Because this would be impossible to prove or demonstrate. Abadhito means it is completely contradicted, because it is contrary to rational argument. Although everything is manifestation of Paramatma's potency, thus not different from him, out of spiritual ignorance. So see, that's yet the point here. So those who are not spiritually inclined, those who are not devotees of Paramatma, it is very, very difficult to comprehend that. And when you accept Paramatma as the supreme cause, then automatically it becomes, it's going to begin making sense. So that is what we need to understand that. And that's why those who are just speculative philosophers, Mayavadis, they are also quoting similar verses from Shastra. They tend to cite the Vedas and Upanishad verses, you know, which are kind of very, very esoteric, you know, philosophically very difficult, you know. So that's why they use the word jugglery and try to, by mental speculation, try to you know, interpret in a way that they are trying to prove a particular Vivartavada philosophy. But here the reality is this one. That's what Arjuna was mentioning by quoting this verse. So here Narada Muni explained to Yudhishthira Maharaj why everyone is not able to understand this fact, because first of all they do not accept Paramatma being the supreme cause. So it becomes very, very difficult for them to understand this thing. Okay, it keeps moving forward. Kshiti adina iha iha arthana chaya na kata katama api I na sankhato vikaro na api na pithak na anvito visha. So again, here also you can see how Paramatma is not this, not that, like that. Yeah. That is there actually in Upanishad verse also, you know, not this, not this, not that. So this mental representation, chaya, it's abhasa, image, you know, of perceptible objects composed of the elements such as earth and so on, is indeed neither the aggregate. So this is what he's saying, what this verse is saying, is material world, you know. Is not really delicate of all the its elements, the five panchamahabhutas, you know, earth, water, fire, air, ether. It's made of that. That's fact. But it's not exactly the mixing of those elements, aggregate. Not the aggregates. And so that is essentially what is called sanghata. Sangha means putting together, aggregation. Nor their compound, vikara. Nor their transmit modification, nor even their modification. That is, since the representational whole is neither distinct from its constituent parts, pratana, or is it combined with them, tad abhita. So it is not an aggregate. It is not the transformation of these elements. That's the whole. So difference between whole and its parts, that's what this verse is talking about. How is the whole compared with the parts? It's surely made of the parts, of course. But it is not just a, if you just take individual parts and mix them together, you cannot end up making this material world. That's what he's saying there. And it is not the, it's by combining any kind of modifications. So it is, and it is not distinct from the parts either, when it's combined with them, tadanda, through the relation of inheritance. Hence it is false. So that is what we're trying to explain this verse, next one. So in the previous section, Jiva Goswami explained how the objects in the world are not independent of Paramatma. Okay? So now he is explaining, further explaining, that the sense objects as well as the body used to experience them are not independent of the material elements of which are constituted. Again, this is the complexity, how Paramatma is. The material world is non-different, anything and everything that is non-different from Paramatma, and yet Paramatma is different from them, from this material world. So that is what we are looking at it. So next, Jiva Goswami shows that like the body, even the elements do not have independent existence, beginning with earth. That is shown here. Dhatava, okay, dhatava, the word sensual dhatu, dhatu. Dhatu is the seed, you know, something which is the basic fundamental thing of behind that, everything like that. Any verb that has a dhatu, seed words are there. So what is it actually? Dhatava avayava it acha tan matra e yavai vina na syu na syur ki asatya avayavina asanna avayava antataha. The gross elements being compounds themselves. Earth is, of course, when you say earth, it's made of so many elements. If you look at the chemistry, it's like 100 plus elements, actually, essentially 90 plus elements, and the other the man made elements that science can show. That, yeah. So it's a very, very complex thing. So water is, of course, it's not simple, it's just the combination of hydrogen and oxygen, and so on, like that. So they cannot exist apart from the subtle elements. Indeed, if a compound is non-existent, the component is also proven to be ultimately non-existent. So the material elements are also not independent causes. Again, this is showing the same thing, that is, that when the entire material world is not different from Paramatma, even those elements which form to form material world, these five gross elements, Pancha Mahabhuta, they themselves, those elements themselves are also not independent. So again, everywhere, and we saw that during the cosmic manifestation, the presence of Paramatma is needed at every step of the way. Otherwise, things don't get connected, and don't get activated. So Paramatma's constant presence is there. All the everything that is needed is there, and still, the manifestation doesn't take place. And this is actually drawn by several examples, as we'll just see that. And by analogies, it becomes much more easier to understand. Syad, and this is again another verse, this is the verse 61, chapter 15, canto 7. So that is explaining this complex philosophy. Syad sadrishya Brahmastha avadvat vikalpaya sati vastu naha jagrat swapno yatha swapne tatha vidhi nishedata. Again, we'll look at the translation here. As long as doubts persist in regard to the real existent, that is, as long as one is unaware the real existent is Paramatma, so it boils in all the time, it's exactly the same. Unless one accepts Paramatma, the Supreme Being, as the supreme cause of this cosmic manifestation. If you're trying to analyze as a scientist, that's what modern scientists do, that, you know, then you cannot explain this thing, because they are within themselves, there are complexities, then within themselves, there are contradictions are there. So, in order to make sense, then they have to come up with some kind of mental speculation, they come up with, you know, some kind of theory, hypothesis, understand? That's what this Mayavadi philosophers do that by this Vivartavada philosophy, and they end up completely wrong. So in order to understand this particular topic, we have to become a devotee. We have to really pray to the mercy of the Lord, you know. So that's what we also need to understand, that it's very, very complex. So as long as doubt persists and real existence, as long as one is unaware that the real existence is Paramatma, the delusion of the sameness of Sadrishya Brahma, Brahma means this, when we become perplexed, Brahmita, you know, that's what it is. Sadrishya, when we look at it. You know. So these injunctions and prohibitions of scripture still holds good, just as distinctions of walking persist even in the course of a dream. Scriptural injunctions do not apply to Paramatma. Again, Paramatma is completely transcendental. Scriptures are meant for us to follow. If we follow scriptural injunction, then we become happy. We resolve our lives in a way it's supposed to. You know. But the laws do not apply to the Paramatma. It's like in a state laws, in a government, the laws are there, like king, you know, in authoritative government, that does not apply to the king. He's the one. Or even in a democracy, a police, you know, there are laws, traffic laws, right, that you cannot drive beyond 55 miles per hour, right? Police can drive 80 miles per hour because the policeman is meant to protect the citizen. So he's allowed that liberty for the cause of protecting the citizens. When the criminal runs, breaks the laws in first, in order to catch him, the police also have to cross the boundaries. You know? But they are doing for the cause, you know. So same with Paramatma here also. The laws are meant for all of us, for us to exist in a way happy and so on like that. But these laws do not apply to Paramatma. And why we do not understand? Because we do not understand Paramatma this way. So injunctions and prohibitions, scriptures mention that vidhi and nisheda. Here is vidhi and nisheda. Vidhi means something to do, like chanting the puri, chanting fixed number of rounds. And nisheda, things we should not do, the four regulative principles that we must follow that. Okay, so what are the conclusions so far? All these five verses that we just saw that. So the universe is not imaginary, that's a reality. Unlike what Vivartavada philosophy says of the Mayavadas. Because they cannot explain this dichotomy, you know. That's why they come up with that, you know, that this material world is illusion. So this universe is not really imaginary, but it is a perturbed, as it's like the baby image in the world that you see. So this material world is that kind with respect to the spiritual world. So it cannot be explained independently, for nothing exists separate from him. Whole cannot be equivalent to mere aggregates of its parts, because the perception of a single unit is an indisputable fact. I think the nice example that is given here is the forest. The forest is, of course, is an aggregate of all the trees within that forest, right? So if you take one of the trees, if you cut it, chop it down, one of the trees, the rest of the forest does not get removed from that by that, right? So that's like that. So that's what is the whole versus the individual parts difference with that. The whole cannot be equivalent to mere aggregates of its parts, because the perception of it as a single unit is an indisputable fact. Next part. This is also actually shown by Prahlad Maharaj when he speaks to his fellow schoolmates. And actually, this is what he's praying to Rishabhadev. This is from the 7th canto, 9th chapter, 48 verse. And I'll straight read the translation. Here, Lagnar is saying the same thing when he's prayers, when he's glorifying Lord Vishnudev. You are the air, fire, earth, sky and water, the subtle elements, the vital force, the senses, the heart, pure consciousness, grace as well. So everything comes from the Lord actually. And yet, so in that way, no one is different from the Lord. And yet, Paramatma, Lord himself, is completely different from them. So, O Great One, you alone are all things, whether composed of the modes or devoid of such modes. There is nothing at all other than you, whether defined by thought or word. So again, repeatedly, all these verses is proving that same theme, that the cause and effect, whole versus aggregate, whole versus the parts, you know, that the effect is not different from the cause. And yet, same way, the parts is not different from the whole, you know, but they are supposed to that. And yet, the cause itself doesn't necessarily have to be same as effect when it forms that. That's the point here. So here, the Supreme Lord, he is everything in cosmos is within him, and yet he can come out of this pillar, which is just insignificant, tiny things, right? But whole the world, the Lord himself came out of the pillar. So that does not say that Lord has limitation of that. You know, he can be gigantic and can be tiny also, micro versus macro. That's what Prabhupada is praying there. And that is indeed the very, by definition, the Supreme Lord is all about. This is now page 68. Paramatma is distinct from the creation generated out of the Maya potency, from Maya and from the Jiva. So he is completely different. Although it came from him by the modification of Maya, that's why the material world came into existence. So he is different from material existence itself, from Maya herself also, and also, of course, from the Jivas also. Even the Jiva is also part and parcel of him. Material world is the non-conscious entity. The Jivas are the conscious entities. So material world is non-conscious, means they are the inert material. So just as fire is distinct from the spark and smoke from burning, kindling wood. When wood burns, you see the sparks flying around, the smoke coming, but the fire is completely distinct. The fire itself is in minute portion in individual sparks. See, the smoke also comes from the fire itself. So fire itself is the whole entity, where the smoke and this chingaris, the burning, the sparks, they are tiny part of that, of the fire. So this is just an analogy to show that how whole is different from its parts, even parts being non-different from the whole. Just as this distinct from even the kindling wood itself, which is taken to be identical with, so true to the self, the seer, so the Paramatma, who is the Supreme Self, he is the Supreme Seer, Bhagavan Paramatma, known as Brahma, distinct from the gross elements, the external senses, the internal senses, Pradhana and so, and also the Jiva, it's called Jiva. The universe, the body, the sense objects and the material elements are not independent, those are not different from Paramatma, but Paramatma is distinct from all cause. So repeatedly same point Jiva Goswami is saying again and again to emphasize that fact, the whole doesn't necessarily have to be same as the parts, individual parts. Although the parts themselves non-different from the whole, you know. Same point exactly. So this cause is the Supreme Cause of Paramatma, and is fed this material world. So material essence is non-different from the whole, and the Supreme Cause, the effect is non-different. The cause, but cause is not absolutely same as its effect. Although the effect is non-different from the cause is not absolutely one with its effect. Jiva Goswami will explain that true perception depends upon the perceiver, and hence the world is viewed differently by different people. So why the simple fact is difficult? Why we have so many different opinions? Why we see, you know, this is actually when I said in my seminar, this is the same thing I was mentioning about that. Why we may be seeing the same thing, we may be hearing the same song or whatever, we may be smelling the same flower and so on like that, we may be eating the same food, yet we all react quite differently, right? Because we are all individuals, and they said that is where we are made of. So it's something genetically related, something which is in our DNA. But even identical twins are not exactly the same, you know. So this is just, it's not exactly the same thing what we are hearing here, but in a very similar, so here also, Srila Jiva Goswami is now quoting the words from Srimad Bhagavatam that actually explains why none of us respond exactly the same way. What is the reason behind that? So perceiver, so we see here all the senses, you know, and the sense objects, we see all the same thing, and yet we perceive differently. The world is viewed differently by different people. Why it is so? I'll just know. So this is the final text here, text 69. Perception of the world as Paramatma's power. So this is the accident. It is Paramatma's, the Lord's inconceivable potency by which we see differently. If this universe is not different from Paramatma, then why does not everyone perceive it to be so? And this is also one of the quiz questions, was there, right? So as an answer, Jiva Goswami is citing the following thing. The prayers of the Vedas personified, that's what he's saying. The mind, so this is the 10th canto, chapter 87. In fact, many of these verses of this Vedas personified prayers, Jiva Goswami is quoting different parts of Paramatma Sandarbha. He saw that. Right? These are very, very important prayers actually. So Vedas are saying that in glorifying the Lord, the mind which does not have faith in you, accepts the material world composed of the three modes as an illusion. Very clearly, very self-explanatory. But those who know you see, those who know you, they can see you as the root of everything. See that? That is the ultimate fact. Seemingly very complex thing that we are hearing, it will make sense if we have the mercy of the Lord. And through the mercy of these devotees actually, Srila Jiva Goswami here, then only we can begin to understand that unless we have mercy of him directly or indirectly through his devotees, we cannot understand that. Because the three modes of material nature are controlling us. And this is something beyond that, transcendental. We cannot understand that unless we seek mercy. That's the reason why we keep praying before beginning of each class. We pray, especially the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami, for their seeking their mercy, for us to understand these complex topics, for us to transcend the influence of Maya's three modes of material nature. That is what, because remember that we saw that in the introductory slide, Maya has these two divisions, Nimitta cause and Upadana cause. And Nimitta cause is further subdivided into this Vidya potency and Avidya potency, right? It is the Avidya potency again has two divisions, the Avarana Atmika and Akshama Atmika. the avarana, I'm saying, or vikshepa, sorry. So avarana is the curtain. So what first thing Jiva does that, Maya does that to Jivas, that Jiva's true knowledge is covered by this avarana shakti, right? It removes the true knowledge, and avidya is there now. Ignorance is established. So, and then second thing is vikshepa shakti, vikshepa arpita shakti. It gives the illusory knowledge. It fixes in our mind, Maya. Removes the true knowledge, and the illusory knowledge as being the true knowledge is being established in our mind. That's perplexed by not being able to understand that. So the Vedas personified provide three reasons why the universe is to be considered is not different from Paramatma. Again, see the answers now to those quiz questions that I asked you? Here, they're the exact technical answers to that. Vedas are providing them. Next one. First one. He is the constituent cause, Upadana cause, particularly by his potency of existence, that is Sat. And analogous gold is, again, Srila Jiva Goswami is giving a very nice example. Actually, many times, you know, I've seen that personally also. If you try to understand the topic, it's still been very complex. But when Jiva Goswami is a particular analogy, the analogy makes sense. Just like that, let me give you an example of Upadhi. Upadhi says something in the proximity, then you get that characteristic of that imposed, superimposed on us. So that becomes very difficult to understand, right? But the analogy is here. If you take a colorless prism, completely colorless prism, and then behind the prism you place a red rose flower, the prism looks rosy, right? So prism itself is, of course, doesn't have any color, but the rosy color is superimposed on the prism by being in close proximity to this flower. So that's how we understand very clearly, right here also. So here another analogy is provided for us to understand this, why Paramatma is the constituent cause, upadana cause, particularly by his potency of sat potency existence. It's just like this gold and these ornaments made out of gold actually. So gold is the constituent cause. What is constituent means? Constituent means it's being the part of it. Okay? So gold is the original part of it, which is made of that. Ornaments are which made of the gold actually. So that gold is the cause of the ornaments. So because when the ornaments are melted, it's gold again. And gold is particular different shapes, then becomes ornaments. The same with this Paramatma is the supreme cause. The material world is effects. So this is the first thing. Those who are devoted to Paramatma, however, they can see him in everything. They are compared to the jeweler in quest of gold. So all these ornaments that are made of gold is by jeweler. So jeweler can very clearly see, his object is to see the gold, its original elements, gold, even in each and every different ornaments that he can see that. So that is what a devotee must do. Devotees do say, non-devotees are unable to see that. A devotee, all the different complexities, everything, that's why I'm absurd. Krishna says, and the taste of the world. So when a devotee drinks water, he can see that, he can experience, he can perceive. When he drinks water, immediately the reminds him of Krishna. Krishna says he is the taste of the water. So devotee can understand all these things. So those who are devoted to Paramatma, other kids. See, so again we are seeing the example, three reasons. Jiva Goswami is explaining why everyone cannot see that, the reality, you know. Because those who are not devotees, they are not able to understand. They have a different kinds of perception. And that is also due to the potency of Paramatma. Remember Krishna says, those who are my devotees, I fix their devotion in me. But those who are devotees of other demigods, I also fix their faith in those demigods. So they are never going to accept that. It's very, very difficult for them to transfer and see reality actually. So those who are devotees of devis, Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma and so on like that, Krishna himself fixes their faith in those demigods or demigoddesses. So then it becomes very difficult for them to accept any arguments that Krishna is the supreme and all the demigods and demigoddesses are they themselves are the servant of Krishna. For that simple fact, they are not being able to grasp that because Krishna fixes their faith, you know, that. So see, it becomes very, very difficult for non-devotees why they cannot see that. Then they have these different opinions, different perceptions of this material world. All this Atma being the supreme cause behind each and every elements of this material world, they can see his presence, they can feel, perceive his presence, everything. Then to him that makes sense. Even that seemingly contradictory things, no, completely contradictory things, he can put together everything and make sense of it. Okay, so there's a second reason that is why so many different perceptions in this world by different people. The third reason, it is the manifestation of the Lord. So it is by Lord's own potency that this happens, who created it and then entered within it in two ways, as an unremitting cause and as an immanent self itself. So nimitta cause and upadana cause, the instrumental cause and the constituent cause. Instrument means that remember the karmas, in order the dormant karmas, in order to activate the karmas, so the jivas can either enjoy the rewards or will have to suffer the consequences. That is the reason why this material world comes into existence. So that is why it becomes the instrumental cause of material of the manifestation of the material world. Alright? And then it becomes a part of it as a constituent by forming the three modes of material nature. So three modes of material nature are the integral parts of each individual, each living entities. And that is echoed in this verse also. Yad idam manasa vacha, yad idam manasa vacha chakshur vyam shana adi bihi. Nashvaram grihamana cha viddhi maya manomayam. No, viddhi means no. No, then whatever you apprehend through the mind, all your senses, five senses, five gyanendriyas, knowledge gathering senses, five working senses, karmendriyas, and the mind, the 11th one. Everything that we see, all the senses and its corresponding sense objects that we can comprehend through that mind, all the senses, is perishable and a product of Maya and the mind. So this verse is exactly saying the same thing, that we need to understand that, because whatever we pursue out of our senses is because of this the senses and its close relationship with the sense objects, you know. And they are all product of the Maya and the mind, because of that in material consciousness. And that's how we whatever we comprehend or apprehend because of that. So I think that's the end of the slide. So to summarize what we see here, that the effects, this material world is the effect of cosmic manifestation, is the effect of Paramatma's modifying the Prakriti Pradhana, primordial material nature. So material world and all other things, everything, even its parts of the Panchamahabhutas and so on like that, they are non-different from the supreme cause Paramatma in that sense. And yet Paramatma is different. It doesn't have to be absolutely the same. Its Swarupa Lakshana is not changed primary. Even though Paramatma, the part is modified. Which part is modified? that his Bahiranga Shakti, his Maya potency, that also specific Maya potency, this particular Pradhana, that is being modified in Chakra. Alright? Okay, so I think I will stop here and here. And take questions. Hare Krishna. So in order to understand this complex philosophical philosophy, what I recommend highly is to go through understanding each of the analogies that quotes. Analogies make sense, then you will understand that. Okay, let me see questions. Lalita Mata is asking a question. When the Lord says, I am mind, speech, sight, and senses, etc., how to understand that we jivas do or speak a lot of things that are not relevant to Krishna consciousness? Because people will do nonsense and say that I did not do it, but it is from God, and misuse the free will that Krishna has given all of us. I think you are answering your own question right there, because see what the question Mataji is asking here, that all these senses are getting possessed. Sorry. All the things that we conceive, perceive through our senses. How to understand when we jivas do or speak a lot of things that are not relevant to Krishna consciousness. And see, Krishna has also given us a free will, that you are just answering that. It's because of that. So when we are not in Krishna consciousness, then the modes of material nature, we are bound to act accordingly. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamoguna. It is the lower modes of material nature, that's the one which controlling us. The mode of passion and ignorance, the outer manifestations is karma, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, matsara. And that's why we act sometimes, because of strong material desires, we act against the scripture injection. Krishna says that don't do this, and we do it anyway, because of under the influence of this lower modes of material nature. There's material consciousness. But when we are in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then Krishna takes charge and removes the influence of these lower modes and puts us in the mode of goodness. Then we see things as they are. The true knowledge appears. So he removes the influence of this Avarana Atmika Shakti of Maya, that we just saw, that is the subcategory of the Nimitta cause of Maya, that removes the true knowledge and fills with the that is avidya, that which is not knowledge, ignorance, and we see things differently because of that. So what when we become Krishna conscious, he removes that influence and he re-establishes the true knowledge in our consciousness. And that's why we see things as they are. Sattvam Sanyati Jnana, Sattvam Jnana Brahma Darshanam. So that is the reason behind that. And these different perceptions, as we saw in this one of the verses, is also because of the potency of Paramatma. Because see, we want to act the way we want to do that. Because that is in our karmas. There is our desire. Coming, these desires are there. And that is the reason karma is the one which precipitates this modification of, that becomes the nimitta cause of Maya. And then accordingly that, in order to fulfill those desires, Maya modifies our consciousness because of that. You know? Otherwise we cannot fulfill that, because some of these desires are antagonistic to Krishna's desire. So unless we Maya makes us forget about Krishna, because that's not possible, we cannot fulfill those desires. So that's the thing that she actually serves. Krishna sees Maya is a devotee of the Lord actually, and she serves Krishna in order to only way we can carry out the strong material desires, which is against the scripture injunction of the Lord. So first thing Maya does, she does, is this makes us forget about Krishna. Then only this becomes possible. So that is the reason why. So that's why we see things differently, because Krishna's own potency makes this possible. Because Krishna has given us free will. He already tells us through his spiritual injunction, through his devotees, and he himself comes also actually to enlighten us for the how we should act. And yet if we don't listen, Krishna doesn't force us to go his way. That's okay, you try out your own way, and then you will realize that. So that is what, that's the very reason I just keep explaining many, many times. Why, what is the reason behind this cyclic repetitions of creation, maintenance, and dissolution? Again, same cycle keeps on going on and on and on, invariably, perpetually. So why this thing? He gives unlimited opportunities for us to try out and then learn the reality by our own experience. So we need to come out of this influence of Maya's three gunas. The only way we can do that by becoming Krishna's devotees. So that's only then we can begin to see all these perplexities, difficulties, dilemmas, all these things. Then we just saw that. Otherwise, there is no hope of understanding that. Good, thank you. Understand. The gist is that when we see Paramatman, every living and non-living beings, everything will be clear. Is that wonderful? Thank you, Sarachal Prabhu. Peter Prabhu. So Lalitma said this is in context with what Lord Brahma says, Narada, that yes, I understand that Adhan. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. So, as devotee of the Lord, we must also keep praying. Sometimes praying to his devotees, his most confidential associates, is much more effective than directly from the Lord actually. So here Sri Jiva Goswami's mercy is required. Then we see things as they are. So material world, as I keep saying that, as Shastra says, that it is actually not different from Paramatma and spiritual world, but it's the perverted image that we see it here. It's like the tree looks upside down, the water reservoir, because this water, that illusion comes from that, and that is Maya. Maya makes us things, see things differently, because that's the only way we can satisfy ourselves, our material desires, our karmas. In order to get around, we have to become a devotee of the Lord, and we have to unshakable, unwavering faith in Krishna. Paramatma, who is constantly with us within our heart. Then he, what he does, removes the influence of this modes of material nature and regains our knowledge, true knowledge. Then we can see, begin to see things as they are. Then these dualities, perplexities are removed from our vision, from our consciousness. That Lalitamaji, next week I have service to temple. So this is the example Lalitamaji is saying to all of us. When you need to be away, you just let me know, that's all, so then I understand that, you know. But if you keep on, you know, coming once in a while, then I don't know what, whether you are related to me or not, you know. And more than half of you, in fact 3/4 of those who are registered, I haven't seen them at all here. You know? That's the reason I'm removing those names. Okay, so I think that concludes my presentation. I'm going to request, if there are no more questions, Dishana, let's conclude the class. Harimo. Thank you.
Namaste Narishimhaya. Namaste Narishimhaya. Prahlada.